Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been looking in the book of Luke, chapter number 6, and verse number 38, where the Lord told His disciples, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." And we've been looking at a principle this week in Scripture concerning giving. Now, the liberal politicians are trying to tell us that we can spend our way out of debt. And of course, we know that that's not possible. Somebody eventually is going to have to pay the bill. But the Bible does teach that we can change our economic situation as individuals by obeying the truth of the Word of God. Very quick, simple explanation: give, and it shall be given unto you. Now, humanistic, secular thought teaches the way to get is to keep. You hang on to what you got, and then you get more. But the Bible says that's not the way you do it. The way to get is to give. Of course, the Lord told us in the book of Isaiah that His ways were higher than our ways. As the earth, heavens were higher than the earth, so is God's way of thinking higher than our way of thinking. And so when you look at things from God's perspective and from a divine perspective and scriptural perspective, the last thing you want to do when suffering an economic downturn is to curtail your giving. The Bible says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you." And we saw the evaluation of God's economic recovery plan. The Bible says, "Good measure." That's like a measuring cup, and a good, like a heaping measure. And then the Bible says, "Press down." Well, that takes some exertion. You have to press down on it so that you get more in. And then the Scripture says, "And shaken together." Well, that's the earnestness. That's how serious. When you shake it and make sure you get all the air pockets out, and you vibrate whatever it is down to, it'll hold even more. Well, that's about as full as you're going to get it. Time you round it up and press it down and shake it together. And then the Bible says, "Running over." In other words, everything you can get on this heaping portion, and then more than that. The Scripture says, "Shall men give into your bosom?" And that's where we are this morning. I want to talk about the effectiveness of God's economic recovery plan. Running over, shall men give into your bosom? Now, understand that we are in a situation in our country to where people are taking from one another. And that's what's happened in all these different situations. You know, somebody's profiting from the hurt and from the loss of others. I mean, when people's 401ks go away, it doesn't just go out into oblivion. It's not that it just evaporates. Somebody profited from that. Well, the Scripture teaches that the way we will profit, God could rain down manna from heaven like He did on the children of Israel. God could rain down banknotes. God could rain down dollar bills from heaven. But that's not the way that God deals with this thing. But rather, the Bible says, "Shall men give into your bosom?" It may be that men give it by way of hiring you and being able to work and being able to do something of that nature. Maybe it's through the sale of something. But God has a way in this life. The Bible says you'll reap what you sow. A lot of people think that's in heaven. May I say you'll reap what you sow down here as well as in heaven. And so I'm glad to report to you, for the same measure you measure to you again, if you give generously, you'll reap generously. But if you give stingily, you will also reap stingily. May God help us to follow His economic recovery plan according to the Word of God. Father, help us this morning. Lord, may we think as You think. May we see as You see. May we love as You love. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.